So my first question for you, Jason, is I know you're born and raised here. You know, you still have a lot of family around the area, and you make yourself come back every year with, your charity golf tournament and things like that. So what makes you decide to want to keep, your charity golf tournament going and support all the community organizations that you do year over year, knowing that you, for one, raise so much money for the area, but also the amount of impact that you have on these organizations that really rely on that funding every year?
Well, it really started for me for just as a way to, use music, use the power of music to give back to a community and to a town that's really been cheering me on for many years. I would see everybody's comments on Facebook and stuff, whether we made an appearance on an award show or won an award or some milestone, and people cheer me on. And I got invited to a charity golf tournament from going back, gosh, 10 years ago. My pal Gord Bamford invited me to his, and I had never been to anything like that. You get a little bit of success, and then you start getting these really cool invitations to celebrity charity fundraisers. And I found myself playing golf one day, with Dave Semenko and a bunch of other NHL alumni, Marty McSorley and these guys. And I thought, wow, this is really cool. I had never done anything like that. And I started talking to Gord about it. And he started letting me know how he pulled his event together. And I thought that was the, just honestly, that was the impetus of the vision for bringing an event like this to Pembroke. I thought, what a cool way to use music, country music, to give back to your hometown. So Gord ended up being our first guest that first year. And we were off and running. We had a great first year. And I was blown away by the support from the business community, the small business community in the area, our sponsors, many of them, pretty much all of them. I'd say, gosh, 98% of them or more stayed with us right from day one, and more have come on board. So it's been really just really humbling to see the support that everybody has rallied around this event. And you put one foot in front of the other, and you do, you find yourself all of a sudden this year, we're going into our ninth annual, which should be our 10th annual. And you just look back at the amount of organizations that we've been able to touch and help out, and what kind of an impact it makes. And you just, you just feel it in your heart. You've got to keep going.
Did you expect your charity golf tournament to kind of grow as much as it did? I mean, normally we see organizations that kind of run these kind of things, 20, 25 plus years, and they're only just starting to see the results that you're getting now in just under 10 years. Did you expect it to kind of grow this quickly and as much as it has?
Well, there's been a certain part of it. I expected it to be successful. I expected it to do okay, to do well. I mean, based on the conversations that I had, and of course, when you set out in something like that, you set out to achieve a success. So a part of me expected it to do well, but it definitely exceeded my any sort of expectations I might have had at different points. There was years where, especially when we had our first year or something, and you would hope to, hope to maybe raise 25,000, and you do 50,000, and then some year you think, well, maybe we can hit 50,000 again, and you break 100, and it was quite emotional those early years, because I wasn't expecting that we would end up raising over $100,000 year after year so quickly. I thought it would take more years to get there. So from that standpoint, that blew my mind, because it's not a big metropolis. We're not Calgary or Toronto or something like that. We're Pembroke, an area, but the amount of generosity from the sponsors and the small business community is just really, really mind-blowing. These folks give back to their community. I really consider myself a, the vessel that's able to bring everybody together through music. You want to, use my name and to pull people together and whatever career I've managed to build. But really, the heroes of this event are the sponsors and the people that work so tirelessly, our volunteers and the committee members behind the scenes. I really want to give, you know, all the due credit to all these folks that keep showing up for us, for me, year after year.
Now, all the organizations that you do support with your charity golf tournament, Jason, I know they're all very near and dear to your heart. So, you know, what's the process like when it comes to trying to divvy up all those monies that are raised every year?
Sure, that's a great question. Well, we have a few that we've been supporting since day one. The Boys and Girls Club, they sort of rolled their events into ours and through support behind ours. So we've been supporting them consistently. The Robbie Dean Center came on a few years ago, and we started supporting them consistently. We just concluded a very successful run with Algonquin College, managing to raise $100,000for the campus, and then to also complete an endowment fund. And now that sort of opens up that slot for other support. We do have a process where we put it out on our website, where folks can apply through, you know, and we sort of evaluate, you know, the applications. And you know, it's been one of those things where I never had one sort of passion project or charity. There's so many worthy causes in the area. Everybody could use some help. So that was the whole point of this. And I got to say that the Community Foundation has been incredibly valuable as an asset and a partner to help us navigate all of that. And because that's really what the Community Foundation is designed to do, is to help out the greatest needs at any one time.
Nope, that's good to know. Again, this is Fundraisers Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined with none other than Jason Blaine here today in the studio. And one question for you there, Jason, is I know it's coming up our 10th year. It's supposed to be our 10th year anyway, but it's really our 9th anniversary of the Jason Blaine Celebrity Golf Classic. But can you give us a taste of what we might be able to expect later on this summer?
Yeah, absolutely. It's during 2020, obviously we couldn't do it, but then 2021, we moved to have a one-day event at the golf course. And the funny thing is, everybody loved the one-day event. For a long time, we were at the Pembroke Memorial Center, which I really liked, this iconic venue, and we had a two-day event. But this year, once again, we'll be back at Pembroke Golf Club, which is beautiful backdrop, you know, of the Ottawa River. We've got some great special guests lined up once again this year, which we will be announcing shortly. Again, we're looking for beautiful weather, a great day. Again, one of my favorite places to be is just right along the Ottawa River on that golf course.
Well, Jason, it's been a pleasure speaking with you as always. Thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. And we wish you nothing but the best in the upcoming tournament this summer.
All right, Kyle. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody, for your support.